Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of The Social Diaries, where we not only talk about becoming, but nurturing the lifestyle of self-growth, self-improvement, and self-mastery. So for today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about the topic of, or the question, I should say rather, why are you pretending like you're okay? This question popped into my mind right before I actually recorded this episode, because this is probably the fourth episode that I recorded and I discarded, because I keep feeling like I'm saying the wrong thing. I keep feeling like it's not coming across the way that I want it to. And I think it's because I'm not acknowledging the truth. I want to start it off by saying my mental health has not been in the best array. My physical health, financially, like everything has been very much so declining since I've been back in my hometown. I've been back for 2 weeks. I came back for my godson's birthday, but then I had to stay until the end of April because I had a doctor's appointment, and I literally scheduled this months ago, and this was the earliest appointment they can give me. So I've been here, and just being here, I've been declining in so many different ways, for a multitude of reasons, due to the fact that I do live in a food desert, due to the fact that I don't have a gym membership to work out, due to the fact that possibly because I'm used to white walls, I'm used to waking up in the sun in the morning, and my room currently now is dark, dark purple. My shades are dark, dark purple. My bed set is like everything is just dark, so even when I wake up in the morning, I still feel a little drowsy because it looks the same time at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And yeah, it's just a multitude of things. But I can honestly say, even though I'm going through all these things, and one of the most disheartening things to me, y'all, I lost roughly 10 pounds. And that's a lot, because I have been telling y'all about my gym journey, how I've been going to the gym, how I've been trying to gain a healthy weight. And for the first time, I was able to hit 136, and I have not been able to hit that weight in a very long time. I was very proud of myself, especially due to the fact that I knew a lot of it was from muscle. I knew a lot of it was from going to the gym and lifting weights and eating my protein. So the fact that I lost basically all of it has been very disheartening to me. Don't even get me down to water. I'm disgusted with myself, but I'm gonna be honest, I drink like 2 water bottles a day, sometimes 1. But the crazy thing is, it's not even like I'm drinking something else. I just don't drink anything. I eat probably 1 full meal a day. Yeah, it's just been a lot. But I wanted to say this, because this is the first time in my entire time being here that I wanted to ask myself, why are you pretending like you're okay? And I think this is a question that a lot of us have to ask ourselves. And I can honestly say, I think one of the only reasons I realized I wasn't okay is because I came from being okay, right? I came from the beginning of the year working out. I came from even being in a different setting. I don't live here. You know what I'm saying? I haven't lived here in 6 years. I came from being able to, you know, find healthy restaurants, eat healthy food, and just do things in the direction and be the woman that I want to be moving forward, and not be the person that I was. And I was able to do that. And so coming back here, it's not a possible, it's very hard to do that for a multitude of reasons. Especially because I'm not here full time. I'm just here for a couple, but 2 weeks, give or take. And I had to ask myself, why are you pretending like you're okay? Like, you know you're sad about this. You know you're down about that. And I think sometimes it's hard for us to admit that we're not okay, because it makes us feel as though we're not enough, right? Because it was disheartening for me to admit that I'm not okay, because it's like I told you, I was doing all the right things. So for me to revert back, one, is scary, because I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I'm scared. What if I go back home and I'm still with, like, when I tell y'all, here I get up, it's disgusting to me. I literally get out the bed at like 11 o'clock. Like, I have not done that and only Lord knows how, like, I'm up all hours of the night. That's another reason why I wake up so late. I'm up all hours of the night. I don't do that. I still have the alarm on my phone. I have an alarm that tells me what time to go to sleep. I have a bedtime. Like, I literally have a bedtime. And being here, I have not been adhering to anything. I have not been abiding by anything for a multitude of reasons. And I think I just had to ask myself, like, why are you pretending like this is okay? Why are you pretending like you don't feel disgusted with yourself? Why are you pretending like this situation is comfortable for you? And I think the proving to myself like I'm okay is first and foremost not saying it to myself, first and foremost not acknowledging it, and also letting it get this far. And also the final thing, not implementing anything to change these things. I think that's one of the ways you know that you're still being okay with the okay. You get what I'm saying? Like, and it is hard because you don't want to feel like I'm not enough. You don't want to feel like I don't have the capability to change my life and I'm not this person. I'm not who I want to be. And that's why I said I'm blessed that the beginning of the year I was able to experience my potential and know that I can wake up at a certain time and go to sleep at a certain time and eat a certain amount of food or work out. I know I can do this. And I think for some individuals that never did that, it can sometimes seem a bit harder, which I definitely can acknowledge. But I think it's very imperative for us to sit down with ourselves and ask ourselves, why are you pretending like you're okay? And I think that's genuinely a question based upon the fact that you have to figure out the answer to it, though. And I can say one reason for me, and I have to go more in depth into this, but one reason for me, I think I've been pretending like I'm okay is because I'm like, this is temporary. I'm going back home. Even though I did lose 2 pounds right before my Jamaica trip. So I'm so, don't even get me started on how mad I am about that. But I think that's something imperative for you to do. Why are you pretending like you're okay? And what is hurting you? And do not give the easy example of, oh, I just need to make more money. I just need to get my body together. Those are if-then things. If you do this, then you would get that. But we need to figure out, what are you going to be doing in that time period? If that makes any sense. In that time period of you figuring out what you're not okay with and why you don't feel okay and why do you feel this way, I think it's very imperative for you to figure out, why do you feel this way, and then what are you going to be doing? Because I realized for myself, I wasn't really worried about, I mean, don't get me wrong, every so often I did look at my body and I did, you know, look at my bank account and I'm like, ugh, I'm not doing that good. But like I said, I think I did, and it definitely wasn't an excuse. Oh, you're only here for a certain amount of time. You get back, it's going to be the same. When you get back, it's going to be the same. And I'm going to be honest, I am kind of scared that when I get back, I'm going to still be in a slew of things. You know, it's going to take me a while to get acclimated back to my regular life. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a weird question, but I've just been thinking about it lately. Like, why did it take me this long, though? Like, I've been here for almost 2 weeks. I'm about to leave in 2 days. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I don't think I can survive here for too much longer. But I don't know. I found it so weird. Like, why did it take me this long to acknowledge that I was not okay? And another reason why I think is because, you know, I'm embarrassed because it was like I was doing everything for so long and I was talking to my friends on the phone like, oh, I'm going to the gym, and I was telling people, oh, I'm eating healthy. And it's just like them seeing me now and it's like, oh, you're losing weight and you're not going to the gym and you're not eating healthy and you're not doing all the things you say you do on the phone. And it's like, y'all, no, I promise I really do that stuff. I really do. Just not here. Just not right now. But I do it. Maybe it's a mixture of that. I haven't directly sat down with myself and pinpointed it yet, but I think that's imperative to do. Find out, why are you okay with your situation? Like, what has made you okay? Has it? And I think another reason why I became okay with my situation, I can honestly say, is my surroundings. I'm surrounded by individuals, no disrespect, that don't eat healthy. Literally, one of my struggles being here was that nobody I know goes to the gym. I'm asking everybody, oh, do you go to the gym? Can I come with you on your gym membership? Whatever. I'm telling people, whatever time you go, I'll go with you. I adjust my schedule for yours. Literally, no one I know goes to the gym. And I'm realizing there's this environment here that cultivates the kind of behavior that I don't want to have, that embraces the kind of behavior that I don't want to do. And that can also be it for a lot of people. And one of the final things that I noticed, the reason why I have not acknowledged that I wasn't okay, is because I've talked about this before, you guys, in my early episodes. I'm still struggling with it a bit. I struggle with implementing the things that I do. I struggle with actually implementing the steps. Like, I know a lot of stuff. I have, you know, a whole wellness and self-growth podcast. I have a whole wellness and self-growth YouTube. It's not that I don't know these things. But I've really been on myself, like, I need to take time out of my day to actually implement these things, to actually do these things. Because I think that's another thing that has definitely held me back is the simple fact that when, not even held me back, but I've struggled with and not realizing how I was deteriorating so much until I would look at the mirror and I literally am like, I'm literally disgusted with myself, if you really want to be honest, because I know where I was at and I know what I was doing. And it's because I did not have that accountability partner of myself. I'm all for accountability partners, right? I always tell y'all, follow people on social media that motivate you, all these other things, but you have to be your first accountability partner. You have to be the first person to know that you're not doing things in the correct way that you're supposed to be doing things and you're falling off. Like, you have to be the person to check yourself, and it's so hard to check yourself when you don't have checks and balances in place. So when you don't keep those schedules, when you don't build up those, you get what I'm saying, those strategies and those techniques and implement them, then yes, you can be doing good for a while, like I was doing, off of just the muscle. You get what I'm saying? Off just the drive. Like, that's what I was doing it off of. I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. And it's a good thing to say and it's a good thing to do, but I think it's easy when you're in an environment that primes you for that. It's easier when you're in a headspace that makes sense for that. And for me, it did. For me, when I'm back in my place, it does. But here, it didn't. The things that I did, the little things that helped me that I didn't even notice, was the simple fact that at home, my room is white. My window is right by my bed. Even if I would choose to wake up a little bit late, my window is going to be so bright. The sun is going to be so bright, it's going to wake me up. Here, it's not like that. My room is dark. Like, it's little things that I didn't really notice that made a difference, and they do. And that's why I say that to say, like, it's great to, you know, be doing good. But I think sometimes when you're doing good for so long, you let go of, or you don't think it's necessary to have anything in place to hold you up. You don't think it's necessary to have anything in place to fall back on, because you're like, I'm doing good. Like, what you mean? I don't need this. I don't need that. Like, what did I get this schedule for? I'm doing good. And that was me. I started with some of these things, but then when I got to a certain point of them working, when I got to a certain point of actually seeing the results of a lot of these things, I stopped using them. I stopped implementing them, because it's like, what? Like, I already got this. And it's like, no, you don't. And I realized, even when you have them, you got to still have them. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm realizing the difference between the individual I thought I wanted to be and the individual that I have to be. I think the individual you think you want to be is that person that just knows every single thing. That person that just wakes up and, you know, knows what they have to do and just does everything on time and does all this and does all that. But I'm realizing that person does not exist. Not for you and not for anybody. Like, now that I'm really starting to get into the whole wellness space and get into the whole self-improvement and all the other spaces, I'm hearing about all these techniques that people use and all these things that people do. And these are millionaires and billionaires. But I'm going to sit here and tell my little old self, oh, well, I mean, little but big self, I don't need to do those things. You do. And I think this has definitely been a lesson for me. Like, you need checks and balances. You need things to keep you accountable. You need to, all the content that you're consuming, you need to have one day out of the week where you're really sitting down with yourself and you're putting into your schedule, how am I going to use this? How am I going to implement this? You watching all them YouTube videos, you watching all them, you get what I'm saying, in podcasts. You need to sit down with yourself and figure out how you are actually going to implement these things. Do not be a ball of information. I'm telling you, it's useless. I've said it before, but it's so useless. Nobody cares that you know all of these things. It does not make you a more valuable individual just because you know more than the other person next to you. You could be a genius on the bus. If you do not use this information, it's worthless. If you do not implement these things, you're no different from somebody that does not know them. No matter how your outlook on life might be different and your perspective on things might, if anything, is going to hurt you. I realize that as well. It's really been hurting me the most since I've been back, for the simple fact that this is the first time I've been back. And it's like, don't get me wrong. When you're back in your hometown, you talk junk. But this is the first time that, like, I really have wanted to cry because I want to leave. Because I've had such a growth about me. I've had such a change about me that now I'm back in this space and I just can't do it. It's hard for me. But I didn't realize that until I had all those months of growth, until I had all those months of change. And I don't know. I've been thinking about that lately. I've been going through that lately. Like I said, thank God I leave in 2 days. But I don't know. That's just been my life lately, and I just wanted to share it. Hopefully that helps someone. Hopefully if you guys are going through anything, or you're not, even better if you're not going through anything, you're just like, you know what, I need to keep up. I need to have a day where I implement these things. I'm telling you, it's going to catch up to you. I'm telling you, you're going to have days. You might have a week. You might have whatever time where you are not able to be the you that you've created in your head, or you've been constructing and you've been being. And it really is on you to have those checks and balances in place to make sure that you're able to have a roadmap back to the individual that you want to be. Because it's going to be so hard getting back to the person that you want to be. I'm going to tell you. Right now, when all you've been riding off is off the muscle, off the strength, off the not real, you know what I'm saying, not real blueprint. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Don't forget to check back for a new episode next Sunday. And thank y'all, and have a great one.